Tom took you through the educational journey of his life and that, and I'm going to do a little something different here. But first of all, I want you all to say, love.
Love.
Say it again a little louder.
Love.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, I'm taking you on a personal journey of my spiritual life, using a few scriptures along the way. My first scripture is Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I'm a seeker, and I knocked on several church doors. Originally Catholic, to Full Gospel, Christian Reformed Church, to Nazarene, Lutheran, to Community Bible Churches, and finally am here at First Congregational UCC of Cadillac, of course, the longest name. They had all varieties of doctrine or set of beliefs. They all seemed to feel, from my perspective, this is very personal, they had cornered the market on right way to believe and also had their own set of man-made rules to follow. Don't get me wrong, I learned a lot and have many great memories from each church I attended. This sermonette would be too long to detail them today. But here is the but. I also realized for myself that the rules were getting in my way, and the shoulds and should nots didn't do it for me. Another verse of scripture, John 3:17. God did not send his son to condemn the world, but to save it. You know, people can be very judgy, me included. And I am trying very hard to leave judgment behind and live in grace. Now I want to end my journey talking to you about Jesus, the rule breaker. Now, when Jesus was on earth, he knew the Torah, the Hebrew law, very well. But all through the New Testament, we read that he is breaking those laws, challenging authority, the Pharisees of that day. Does this sound familiar? And starting up conflict. Wendy Farley, a professor of religion at Emory College, says about this concept, in contrast to living Judaism, these Pharisees are portrayed as obsessed with religious authority, traditional observances, and righteousness. Their love of scripture make them blind to the compassion and joy that pour off of Jesus to all humanity. So think about that a little bit. So to start my conclusion, I relate to a loving, compassionate God whose message to me, and possibly you will continue with me for the message for you, God is still speaking to us to love the LGBTQ community. And the last scripture, as I finish transforming, Ephesians 4:22-23. Putting on a new self, the one created in God's likeness, in righteousness and purity of truth. Or even if you're not in rainbow attire. And with me say the word that is the greatest commandment. And Penny talked that scripture. As we look at each other in this room. And all the people said, love, love, love. Thank you.